It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Kareem Prophet. Kirk coming back in studio. I know you just kind of got your weather report, but here's another one for you. The Thunder, they have been lightning all season long as they have rained down on teams with 55.7 points per game, nearly holding them to 30 points a game on average. Valley Heights Mustangs, 0-3 on the season, nearly just scoring 36 points per game, but allowing up to 56 points per game. It's the Mustangs team searching for their first win this season. The Thunder trying to stay flawless. Again, update if you were here for that girls game. The Thunder girls won their first game of the season, 39-37 over Valley Heights Mustangs. Still bring their first loss of the year in that L column. We're here from the Mount Central again, John Thomas. He's been incredible in his 30 years. He has coached here with a near 900 winning percentage, 508 wins in his career. And he's got an absolutely incredible team who's forcing 19 turnovers a game. They've forced 57 total on the year. They're at a 44.6 shooting percentage. That's better than last year. Last year they were shooting at 45.7%. They're just really on all fronts doing great. Last season, 49 points per game. This season already, 55.7. They are not ranked, but I could see a team like this getting to that potential. They have started off hot, and they have done great. 49-19 win over Centralia, 64-32 win over Hanover, and a 54-37 win over Holden. They have been great week in and week out. Compliments to Evan Olberding, Caden Peterson, Carter Height, Caleb Schmeldley, Derek Wirth, Leighton Thomas, Caleb Strothman, Jack Mackey, Kobe Freeze. Really, the entire team has just been able to come out on the court and make such a big noise for themselves. Kobe Freeze being the main one, who's averaging 11 points a game, almost a double-double per game with 9 rebounds. He's got 15 blocks on the season. He averages 5 blocks a game. You can almost give him a triple-double there. He has been dominant every single game. As for the Valley Heights Mustangs, they have gotten a little healthier with Jaden Wall coming back to the team. Didn't play for the first couple of weeks, but now he comes back, 6-foot senior. He played his first game against Riley County. He had 4 points, all from the free throw line. He went 4-for-4. Other great games, Royce Askram, he's had a great season so far, averaging 12 points a game, 11.3 rebounds a game. He's only played 2 games, though. Max Shanks, he's been pretty much the leading point guard. He had 12 points a game against Riley County on Friday. 9.7 points per game on the season, 1.7 rebounds per game as well. This Mustangs team does not have a very deep bench. They kind of extend a little low trying to get down the bench, but still trying to make do with what they have, and they have done that the best. We're back here in 3 minutes. Continue our pregame coverage. Again, Nemo Central, the Thunder, 3A, taking on the 2A Valley Heights Mustangs.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2025, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with it here for a quick time. It's right now again with it 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Just real quick before we get the national anthem on the way here again, Nemo Central, the Thunder taking on Valley Heights, the Mustangs. Looking for the starting lineup, coming out with it. Number 5, Caden Peterson, a 6'2" senior, averaging 10.7 points per game, 4 rebounds a game. Carter Hikes, the 5'11" junior, is averaging 4.7 points per game, just under a rebound a game. Kim Schmesley, he's averaging 5 points a game, 2.3 rebounds a game. He is a 6'4" sophomore. Jarek Wirtz, he makes teams pay. He's 6'5", he's a senior, averaging nearly 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Kobe Free, nearly averaging that double-double. He's a 6'8 senior. 11 points per game, 9 rebounds per game, 15 blocks on the season. Now looking at the Mustangs. Number 0, Max Shanks, the 6-foot senior at 12 points against Raleigh County on Friday. Everson Parker, the 6-foot sophomore, who had 4 points against Raleigh County on Friday. Logan Gray, the 6-foot senior, is averaging 7.7 points per game, 6.3 rebounds per game. Dustin Denton, who puts dents in the defense. He's the senior, average points. Averaging 4.7 points per game and 1 rebound per game. And in the final starter, Jaden DeWalt back onto the team. He had his appearance last Friday against Raleigh County where he had 4 points. He's got 4 points on the season, 5 rebounds on the season. Last year he was averaging 5 points a game, 2 rebounds a game. He's back here in action for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Those are your stars again. Shanks, Parker, Gray, Denton, DeWalt for the Mustangs and for the Thunder. Peterson, Pike, Smedley, Wirtz, and Colby Free. We'll be back in a little bit here. Just after the playing of the national anthem, we'll be back here on 92.1 KMZ again. It's an email on Central. The Thunder against the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years.
785-336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is 19.1 KMBA. For the start of the boys' game, wild crowd here. Where's the Thunder? Again, this is a Demon Central team that is currently 3-0 on the season, taking on a Mustangs team that is currently 0-3 on the year, trying to search for their first win. And tip off nearly here on the way. Dustin Jetton for the month. Colby Free. Also, I forgot to mention, I forgot to mention the player of the game from last game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. I'll talk about that in just a little bit of a second, though. Here are Colby Free winning the tip off as he usually does here for the Thunder. 6'8" giant. And now it's back up to the left side to Free. Free going to the far side quarter. Hike. Hike dumps it off inside and trying to go up with this. Worth. Worth couldn't get it. He gets his own rebound. And he goes in for two. Down the court now is the Mustangs. Mustangs with it. Driving left side is Shanks. Shanks with the ball up to the top to Logan Gray. Logan Gray with the ball holding up the right side. Now dribbling out to the left. Passes it off to Jaden DeWall, who again just came in last Friday against Riley County. Driving inside, loses the ball, rebound picked up by Worth. Worth, two rebounds on this game already. Down the court, Carter Hike, he's going to get fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two. Carter Hike coming out and starting. He's been a big-time player on the season, and his contribution from the lineup doesn't come in much, but he's earned the opportunity to start today. Mike with 4.7 points a game on average that he gets here. He misses the first shot. Again, Thunder up by two. Also forgot to mention, the player of the game from our last girls' game, but run to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, Manhattan. Bright Modern Banking Services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The player of that game was Kylie Honeyman, who finished with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Carter Hike misses both free throw shots. Now back into the hands here of the Mustangs. Get that quick rebound down the court. Far side, Denton drives inside, misses the shot. Hike makes the rebound. Hike, Hunt down the court to the far side wing. Driving on the baseline, reverse layup, could not get to go in. Looks like Free makes the rebound. And then on the shot attempt by Schmedley, he could not go in with it. Logan Gray, he picks up the second rebound for the Mustangs. He's down the court, right between his legs, out the Shanks down, left side pass. Down at the right side, pumping up to the top of the wing, a drive inside by Emerson Parker. Three-point shot released and off the rim from Denton. Down the court quickly with the ball after getting the rebound, Caden Peterson. Peterson inside, loses the ball. He gets knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. 2-0 game, a minute and 45 seconds here into the first quarter. 6:15 left to go. Peterson here on the throw underneath the basket, looking over the top, floats it, gets it to Wirtz. Wirtz nearly loses the ball. He gets it back in his hands. Now up to Schmeisley up at the top. Right hand, left hand swing to Hike. Peterson taking the three, looking to the triple option. Back up to Schmeisley. Schmeisley the free, who's at the far side of the wing, drives inside the key, pops up for a long two. It's off the rim. It's picked up by Wirtz on the rebound. He's got three rebounds on the game. He goes up with it, couldn't get it, goes up with another rebound, could not get it. That time rebounded by the Mustangs. By Dustin Denton. Warriors with back-to-back rebounds, but just not able to go into the basket. Derek Wirtz just got his first foul and also the first team foul against the Thunder. Both teams with a foul each. 2-0. Mustangs only down by two here. Far side corner, three-point shot, and it's airmailed and posted into Peterson's hands. Down the court, the Hike on the wing, the free out to Peterson. Peterson, the drive inside, right-hand lane. He makes a good drive. Peterson, his first points of the game. Now it's a 4-0 lead here. 5:21 left to go here in the opening quarter. With it, Logan Gray. Gray fouled, reaching over with Schmeisley and slapped the wrist of Gray. 5:18 to go in the first, still 4-0, lead to the Thunder. Thunder in their first three games again, being Centralia 49-19, Hanover 64-32, and Holton 54-37. They have been on a roll. Valley Heights have not been the same way. Here they are with the possession. Shanks taking the three, stuck on the pivot. Pass to go to Denton. Denton to Shanks. Shanks to three. It was a beautiful floater. Couldn't go in, but the rebound by DeWalt saves things, and then a turnover quickly. Second turnover by the Mustangs. 4-0. 4:56 to go. And the Mustangs will call a timeout. 4:56 to go in the opening quarter. It's 4-0. The Thunder with the lead. A bucket by Peterson and by Wirtz. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. It's still 4-0 here. Thunder lead. Mustangs just called a timeout. Down by four, they have the throw in. Shanks to Logan Gray. He high points it above his head, just above Schmeisley. And now it's passed off to Parker. Parker gets to Shanks. Shanks, right, left hand underneath the legs. Now to Gray. Gray back to Parker. Parker, he has a screen at the top, and they're going to get him on a double dribble on the far side wing. Third turnover of the game by the Mustangs. None so far against the Thunder. Mustangs averaging nearly 18 turnovers a game, 30 rebounds a game as well, though. Shot percentage at 42.9% on the year. Hike, throw in to Free. What a great pass! Threading the needle to Free. He's got his first 2 points of the game. What an incredible pass. Carter Hike, that's his fifth assist of the season. Shanks with it. Shanks driving up to the left side. Now hands off behind the back to Logan Gray. He fakes right, goes left with it, and drives inside. What an incredible move by Logan Gray. Make it back to a four-point game. 6-2, 4:06 to go in the first. Schmeisley over the top to Wirtz. Wirtz dumping off to Free underneath the basket. A little bit of a floater. And now he's got 4 points on the game. Back-to-back points by Free. 8-2, 6-point lead once again by the Thunder. Logan Gray at the left side of Shanks. A screen is set. and a foul is going to be called against the Mustangs. They got him on a charge. They're going to say an illegal screen was set by Logan Gray. Possession changing. Fourth turnover of the quarter by the Mustangs. 8-2 the score. 6-point lead here still by the 3A class Thunder. Here with it. First time coming to the game, Layton Thomas. Swings out to the right side, going around the world here, and it's Caleb Strauss for the first time tonight. Left hand sag by Peterson. Peterson back to Strauss. Took free on the far wing. Skips up all the way to Thomas. Covered quickly on the man-to-man defense. He's going to take a screen. Roll off of it right. Open three. Not taken. Drive inside. And going for an and one. What an incredible move by Caleb Strothman. Well, they're going to say no basket. So a correction here. It's going to be called a charge against Caleb Strothman. Had a very aggressive drive inside. Thought he got the and one, but they're going to say the foul is against him. Here, possession with the Mustangs. Full court press applied by the Thunder. They're averaging, forcing 19 turnovers a game, but the Mustangs, they break the pressure. Logan Gray, almost a nice finish to the basket on the drive. Could not get it. On the rebound, picking it up, Jack Mackey. Three-point shot by Peterson off the rim and rebounded by Free. Free with the rebound. His first of the game, he goes in with the basket. Does an acrobatic spin move and goes in for two. He's got 6 points on the game. He is six of his team's 10 total points. It's 10-2. Thunder lead, 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Shanks is trapped on a 2-on-1 and a foul called against the Thunder. Coach Kenny Steinfort was calling for a timeout for the Mustangs, but they just got a foul off before they go through. Got it against the Thunder. It was against number 4, Colby Fee. And the back, handoff to Shanks. Shanks at the top, behind the leg dribble, left hand now, working to the right. A drive inside the wing, hands it behind his back. Denton now, backed out, passed around. The drive and kick back out of the far side wing. With it is Parker. Parker stuck on the far side baseline, looking for an outlet. Goes to Gray. Gray drives inside, uses his left hand, and goes in for a basket. Gray, averaging 7.7 points per game. He has 10 points against Riley County on Friday. He's got 4 points here today. Ball down the court quickly. It's knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs, the ref says. Logan Gray with the only 4 points here for the Mustangs. All underneath. He's been aggressive on the down low, attacking inside. And there's a big height differential out there on the court. The Mustangs, they got to get these Thunder, not only in foul trouble, but they just got to be aggressive. Inside, dump pass, missed off the target to Jack Mackey. It was hands from the top from Caleb Strothman, but it will be a turnover. Four turns to the Mustangs, unofficially two against the Thunder. 6 point lead here still for the Thunder. It's 10-4. Garrett Risen for Valley High comes into the game. First time seeing him this season. Also, Wyatt stepping into the game for Valley High. In the corner, rebound picked up by Caleb Strothman. Down the court, far side corner, 3 point shot up and in! Splash by Layton Thomas. He averages 3 points a game this season. He's hitting 30% on threes now, 4 of 11 on the year. On the backhand off to Logan Gray, and Logan Gray was called on the sideline out of bounds. 5 turnovers now against the Mustangs. One 15 to go in the first. With the ball. And Caleb Schmudgley, the 6'4" sophomore on the far wing. Popping up to the top, dropping inside, finding Mackey! and he goes around the defender for two. Trying to break the full court press. Mustangs down the court. They turn the ball over. The sixth of the quarter. Leighton Thomas with it. 50 seconds remain in the first. Down 11-point lead, 15-4. Is NC. In the game, J.D. Schuler, first time, right-hand dribble, up on the far side of the post. Gets it back up to Thomas, who just nailed the three. He's outside the perimeter. It's back to him. Thomas, left side, Schuler. Schuler, an open driving lane, has to kick out. Schmezley drives inside with 24 seconds, nearly loses the ball, puts it back up top, dropping three, off the rim, rebound. Trying rebounding was Mustangs before the over-the-back foul. Called against Jack Mackey. That is his first foul of the game. And the fourth team foul of the quarter against the Thunder. Next foul will put the Mustangs up to a double bonus and shoot two at the line. Down by 11, 15-4, 17.9 to go. And it looks like there is actually a correction. That is the fifth foul of the quarter. So it is the double bonus. That will put the Mustangs up to the free throw line. Wyatt Demaru up to the free throw line for Valley Heights. First one off the back of the rim. The 5'9" freshman making his appearance for the first time this season. Second shot up, and second shot is good. Wyatt Demaru. 15-5. Up by 10, now the Thunder. At the end right now, Everson Parker up to the top. Worked inside. Excuse me, this is the Thunder with the ball. Shooting a long two is Schmezley, and he misses. And that will end the first quarter. It is 15-5. The Thunder have the lead. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here with Crittenden Proper, Kirk Kilman back in studio, especially with the ball. Up at the top side of the perimeter, he takes a three-point. Oh, no, he was setting up an alley-oop for free. But three loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be the Mustangs' ball. That's going to be a turnover, the third of the game by the Thunder. Mustangs working down the court with it. It shanks. Again, it's 15-5, start of the second quarter. And a foul down low against the Thunder. It's against Carter Hyde. It's his first team foul. Shanks, here on the throw-in, underneath the basket. Bounce passing, Logan Gray! Gray now with 6 points on the game. Gray, he's been extremely dominant so far in this game. He averages 7 points per game on the season. Nearly here, he has hit his average. Peterson to drive inside for the Thunder, looking to kick it out. And now he's stuck, and there's going to be a jump ball. That possession will go back to the Mustangs. back-to-back turnover here for the Thunder. And now coming out of this first in the second quarter, four straight points here scored. Valley Heights down the court, working with it. Logan Gray here to the right side, putting it to Risen, who drives down the baseline. Excuse me, that's Jaden DeWalt, who is fouled underneath the basket. Max Shanks will now go up and throw it in for the Mustangs. Goes over the top to Logan Gray. Logan Gray snatches it high point style. Passes off to his right side to Shanks. Shanks, left-hand dribble. Now it's between the right, underneath the legs. The drive into the key. Kicks it out to DeWalt. DeWalt. Now back out to Shanks. Shanks, right lane drive. It's kept in bounds barely by DeWalt on the save. Far side wing, drive inside by Logan Gray. He's on the right pivot foot, turns around, finds the outlet to Shanks. Shanks inside the Gray. Gray trying to go for the underneath layup, reverse, and could not get it to go in, but he will be fouled. And it will not be a shot foul. That is the 13th foul, just a minute and 26 seconds here into the second quarter for the Thunder. Mustangs with zero here. Only down by 8, 15-7. 6:34 to go in the first half. Swing around is Denton. Denton trying to use the backboard. Couldn't get it to go in. Making the rebound was Free. That's the second rebound in the game. The complement is 6 points. Free has the ball on the far side, top of the wing. Now the hike. Deep side wing. He tries to go to Free. He tries to send him up overhead, but missing a 6'8" giant. Seems pretty impossible, but right there, the pass was missed. It'll be the fifth turnover of the game by the Thunder. Both teams about 5 each. Mustangs here down the court. Shanks with it. Pressure's on. He is 1-on-2 trapped by Schmeisley and Heike. Finds a way to get rid of the ball, but trapped again is the Mustangs. Ball knocked out of bounds by Free. He makes his argument that it should be going the Thunder way, but it will be still going the Mustang way. Left to right of your dial. And still working with it is Valley Heights. Mustangs. Flipping out to DeWalt at the far side. Deep wing. Now to the top of the perimeter to Logan Gray. Now to Shanks. Shanks. Taking things slow. A screen and a pick and roll is set, but Shanks doesn't take it. Instead, he drives down the left side lane and loses the ball out of bounds. That will be a 7th turnover here by the Mustangs. First of the quarter. Everson Parker steps in the game here for the Mustangs. Aiden Unruh will come out, the sophomore, 5'7" sophomore. Caleb Schmeisley down the court. Gets it to J.D. Schuler, and he goes in for an easy layup. Excuse me, that was Jaden Seitz who went in for the easy two. And Carter Hike. Quickly, out of a turnover transition from the Mustangs, he goes in for 2 for his first 2 points in the game. And now it's a 12-point lead, 19-7, 5:28 to go in the second quarter. The Thunder have made back-to-back baskets underneath the paint of 5:28 to go in the second. They're up 19-7. We're back in 30 here on 2.1 KMZA.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. You're tuned into it's 19-17, 12-point lead here for Nemaha Central. The Thunder, 5:28 to go here in the second quarter. Again, stay tuned for a halftime show coming up in just a little bit here, brought to you by Highland Community College. Go home from the online Highland, cc.edu. Nemaha Central on this game already have 9 players who have reached the board only two players for the Mustangs. That has been the key difference player tonight. Hogan Gray with it. Gray to Shanks. Shanks over the top, setting up to Denton and loses the ball. That's a turnover by the Mustangs. Their ninth of the game. It was picked up by Free Hike down the court. Quickly, left-hand layup. He is fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two. Carter Hike, the 5'11 junior. Hike, who averages nearly 5 points a game. Here with just two. So far, he is 0 for 3 now at the free throw line, missing this free throw shot. He has made so far 2 points on the game underneath the bucket layup. And now he's got 3 points on the game. One of three underneath, from the free throw line. Jaden DeWall, the 6 foot senior, passed in underneath the basket. For the Mustangs, he's got the ball right back in his hands after he threw it in. Down the court, bounce passing it to Gray. Gray out to Denton, back up to Gray. Here to Shanks, off to the right side, it's fired too, and now back to the left to Parker. Parker, right to left-hand switch, behind the back, gives it to Gray. Gray, Shanks, a screen is set for Shanks on a three, could not get it, free, extends his hands for a rebound. 13-point lead, 20-7, 4:33 to go here in the second quarter. With it, free, three, out to Schuler, back into this game. Smedgley, the drive inside, right lane, and they might just get a charge. No, they're going to say it's a shot foul against the Mustangs. Smedgley will go up and shoot two. Max Shanks picked up his second foul of the game, second team foul of the quarter against the Mustangs. The Mustangs can't really afford to get in too much foul trouble. It's not a very deep bench. And Max Shanks will, in fact, step off the court. Aiden Monroe will step in. A game extended to a 14-point game. Trezley up at the free throw line. He's nailed one. And he nailed two. That ball was thinking about it, and he finally funked it. He was going to go inside. Two for two at the free throw line, Trezley. He's now 4 for 4 on the year. He is 100% shooter up the charity line. 22-7. 15-point lead here now for the Thunder in the second quarter. 4:18 to go. Gray, weaving through traffic, gets it to the wall. The three, shoots it just over the rim. Too much air. Peterson with the rebound down the court quickly. Schuler skipping across to the left of the wing. Now back on the deep to Jaden Seitz. To the top, Schuler stepping up for the three, using the backboard. Couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Dustin Denton, his second of the game. Down the court quickly with it, Logan Gray. Gray, one-on-one against Free. He takes it, and he goes in! Credit there to Logan Gray, just a 6 foot senior. He takes on the 6'8" giant, and he wins. He's got 8 points today, but Free, what does he do? He goes quickly down the court. He goes, well, you can do it. I can do it too. And he's now got 8 points on the game. Aiden down the court for the Mustangs, 24-19. Still a 15-point lead here for the Thunder. And a double dribble. That's going to be a turnover. The 10th of the half, unofficially, by the Mustangs, by Everson Parker. Double dribble kind of at the top of the arc. 3:14 to go in the second quarter here, 24-9. Caden Peterson, the 6'2" senior with it. The right-hand dribble. Fires it out to his right side, to Sides, up to the top to Schuler. To the left, to Strothman. Strothman keeping it low, the drive inside, trying to steal it away, getting it, Logan Gray. And they're gonna say his tailbone was on the line. And he fell down with the ball. That will stay Thunderball. With it. Caleb Strothman underneath the basket. Pumps to throw it in underneath. Instead goes to the corner. Layton Thomas tries a three. Couldn't get it to whisk. DeWalt down the court now. Past the midcourt logo. Bounce passing to Aiden. Back up to the top now. Spin move by Unruh. Has to kick it out to Denton. Denton thinks about the three, doesn't take it. He is stuck on the left pivot foot, finds DeWalt in the baseline. Bounce pass to Logan Gray, and it is rebounded. Gray back rack to the Mustangs by Ruth. Screen set by Gray. Gray spinning, firing off the rim. Rebound by Free. 8 points, four rebounds on the game for Colby Free. Colby's dropping, open by a mile. Takes a three, couldn't get it to land. Leighton Thomas, he gets the rebound. Peterson takes the three, kicks it out. Strothman, tonight, he pump fakes. He goes up for a mid-range floater, and he gets it to stick. Jaden Sykes with 4 points on the game. Largely extended lead here. 17-point lead for the Thunder. Underneath, block by Strothman. Possession back to the Thunder. 11 turnovers here against the Mustangs. Three-point shot by Peterson. Off the rim, pinballed around. Foul against the Thunder. It's 26-9, 1:31 left to go in the second quarter. Again, our halftime show coming up soon. Brought to you by Highland Community College. Tomorrow, be sure, on our stations, 92.1 and 103.9, to tune in around 5:30 for our coaches' shows every week on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Logan Gray, down the court, right-hand drive, spins it out to the corner, back into Gray's hands, up to the top, to DeWalt. He's got a screen set down the right lane, and he is fouled as the ball goes out of bounds. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. 26-9, still a 17-point lead here for the Thunder. And it will be the 15th foul, it'll be double bonus. Jaden DeWalt, 4 of 4. Against Riley County on Friday. We'll see if he can keep the precision. And unfortunately, his first shot is up and off the back of the rim. He is now 4 of 5 on the year. DeWalt, second free throw shot here in the game. It goes in. DeWalt now 5 of 6 on the season. There is now 3 players who have reached the board now for the Mustangs. 2 of them with just 1 point. And then Logan Gray with 8. That makes up the 10 points they have on the board. They're down by 16, 26-10, 1:11 to go in the second quarter. Pass in here by Caleb Strothman, the 5'11 junior. He passes it in. It's give and go right back to him. Back up to the top to Carter Hike. Carter Hike, number 22 with the ball. Ranked 2A player of the year from football. Led this team at the quarterback position to the runner-up state finish in the class of 2A in Omaha Central. It was a quick time for them coming back from practice, but they've been dominant this year. Sykes fouled underneath the basket, off the look. They're going to find Jaden DeWalt for the foul. That is his first foul of the game, 13th foul against the Mustangs. Now we'll put Strothman underneath the basket to throw it in here at 50.1, seconds left to go. Leighton Thomas uncans the three, couldn't get it to go in, but a rebound is captured by Schmesley. Schmesley working inside. Couldn't get it. A rebound is fought for. Picked up by Strothman. And then there is a foul. We'll see who they get this one on. They're going to get this against the Mustangs. Everson Parker, number 10. That is his second foul of the game. Fourth team foul against the Mustangs in the quarter. Now just one away from the double bonus with 38.8 seconds left to go. Still down 26-10. NC with the lead. Leighton Thomas, he tried to take the last 3-point shot. Doesn't elect to take that one. Here with it on the left side wing up to the top to Carter Hike. Now to Schmesley. Schmesley off the right side dribble, spinning around, putting a move and a floater to finish. Schmesley with now 4 points on the game. Super to the free throw line and a nice move inside the basket to compliment. 12 seconds left to go. Down by 18, 28-10, 9, 8, 7, up at the top of the perimeter, driving inside, just 4 seconds. DeWalt not taking a three, just 2, driving inside, and the half will finish with a baseline bucket drive. By Jane DeWalt, that is his first points on the year off a layup. He has only scored from the free throw line up to that point. He has now got a total of 7 points on the Stevens. That is your halftime score. It is 28-12. We're back here in just a little bit on a 2.1K NCA for a halftime show.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
It's the holiday season, and Hine and True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Hine and True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Hine and True Value on Main in Seneca.
The Maha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2025, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. The Thunder looking like lightning, up 28-12. They outscored the Mustangs in the first quarter 18-5, outscored the Mustangs in the second quarter 10-7. Let's break down some of the tallies. So far in this game, right now, 3-6 the free throw line is the Thunder, 2-4 is the Mustangs, 5 turnovers in that first half by the Thunder unofficially, 11 turnovers from the Mustangs unofficially. Out rebounding 17-8 is the Thunder to the Mustangs, real dominant down low, we'll talk about that. And 2 threes have been hit by the Thunder, while 0 have been hit by the Mustangs. The Mustangs leading scorer, Logan Gray, he's got 8 points on the game, 2 rebounds, Jaden DeWalt, he's got 3 points, 3 rebounds, Wyatt, Somerville, he has 1 point. He went 1 for 2 up at the free throw line. Now looking at Nemaha Central, the Thunder. Peter Peterson, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Carter Hike, 3 points, 1 for 4 at the free throw line with a rebound. Caleb Schmudgley, 4 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 2 rebounds. Derek Wirth, he's got 4 rebounds, 2 points. Clayton Thomas, 3 points. He hit a 3 with a rebound. Caleb Strothman, he sliced the 3. He's got 2 rebounds. And Jack Mackey, he's got a rebound. And Colby Free, the leading scorer of the Thunder, with 8 points and 4 rebounds. Jan Seitz, he's also got 4 points in there as well. And really, it all comes down to the rebound battle. Valley High has been struggling underneath. And a lot of that, you know, Colby Free is just such a big presence. But also, 6'5", Derek Wirth. I mean, when you got two seniors on your team that are 6'8" and 6'5", well, you're bound to be making some pretty much a lot of noise down there in the paint, and that's kind of hard to deal with the Mustangs, getting, you know, 6 foot matchups down there with Max Shanks and Logan Gray, Everson Parker, Betson Denton, just players again. You know, you're talking about a 5-8 edge differential, and, you know, you also got to bring in the verticality. It has been dominant underneath for the Thunder. But the Mustangs just got to stay on track here. They got to keep getting aggressive. They're doing a great job breaking through the press. They just have to not turn it over when they're inside of Thunder territory. As for the Thunder, they're doing everything great on really all fronts. Again, rebounding, not too many turnovers. Great jump at the free throw line, hitting some solid threes. The shot selection looks good. So for the Thunder, it's just about keeping the storm a brewing. And if you're the Mustangs, it's trying to recollect and recorrect going into the second half. Again, Nemaha Central, the Thunder, looking to improve to 4-0 on the year, with trying to seek this win. Valley High trying to search for their first win as they are 0-3 on the season. Quickly, before we send you back to the studio for a couple of minutes before we get into the second half, talking about, again, some updates from around our area. If you weren't here, the girls' game finished 39-37. Nemaha Central girls getting their first win of the season. The boys' half, Silver Lake 34, the Rossville 30. Girls' final, Troy winning 55-11. Silver Lake final with the girls' game 62-53. Girls' final from Holton, from the Holton Channel, Holton 150-46. It was a great game. Holton girls have now won back-to-back Big East games. What an incredible start for those Wildcats. Right now, it's the Thunder, though, in the Big East. Off to a good start. 1-0 against the league opponents on the boys' side. And again, trying to extend a 4-0 on the season. We're back in a couple minutes. Again, it's a 28-12 game. The Thunder lead. We're back here for the third quarter in the opening of the second half here on 92.1 KMCA.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back from our halftime show, again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Thank you for tuning in for the halftime show. Again, a little bit of a recap from that first half, at a 28-12 a game right now with the Thunder with the lead. Mustangs is having a tough time getting some scores on the board. Back Shanks, he had 12 points last Friday against Riley County. He's averaging 10 points a game nearly on the season, but he's got zero on the board tonight. Dustin Benton, he averages nearly 5 points a game on the season. He had 6 points against Riley County last Friday, And again, another player that has not been able to touch the basket tonight, but who's been having a, right now, a best game of the season so far is Logan Gray. Logan Gray already on pace to break his 12 points he got against Riley County. He's already got 8 points today with 2 rebounds. He has been emerging as one of the top scorers here and most aggressive players from the Mustangs. Logan Gray, I'll credit to him. He's been really great on the floor tonight. He averaged 10 points a game last season. He's nearly averaging 10 points a game this season. But the ball is the Thunder inside to Free. Free spinning around, taking a floater. Could not get to go in. Hikes quickly inside, making the rebound. And it will be a turnover. Thunder now with 6 turnovers on the game. Logan Gray down the court, the right-hand dribble. Talks about how great he's been so far this game. 8 points in that first half. Shanks takes a three. Could not get it to go in, and it's rebounded by Jarek Wartz for his 5th rebound of the game. Hike with it. Hike finding Free. Free stuck on the baseline. Passes it back outside of the wing. Now Hike back to the right of him to Peterson. Peterson up to the top of Schmezley's in the game. Back to Hike on the left side. Veering out to the top of the wing. Getting it to Peterson. Now to Free at the top of the perimeter. To Schmezley on the right side. Near the bench. Athema Hall Central, flung around the perimeter. Peterson, inside the key, stuck with it, off his pivot foot, finds Schmezley. Schmezley to Free. Free, far side wing, looking through his options, gets it to Peterson. Peterson to Hike, between his legs, back to Peterson, back to Free. Left side here. Players motioning around, now back up to the top around the perimeter, just working around the globe, trying to find that open lane. Free, he's going to take a three-point shot! And the big man hits from deep north. Kobe Free on this season is 50% shooting on 3-point shots, but now he is 2 of 3. He is shooting 66%. He is a man who can hit you from anywhere, from inside and outside. He's now got 11 points on this game. He averages 11 points a game this season. With it, DeWalt, left side swing to Parker. Parker to drive inside, posting up, and the deflection in the block and a bound by Kobe Free. Kobe Free also came today with 15 blocks on the season, averaging 5 a game, nearly 9 rebounds a game. Right now in this one, he's got 4 rebounds. DeWalt with it. Bounce passing to Shanks. Shanks, the right-hand dribble. Out to Gray, the far side, swung back out to the left wing and replacing up to the top. To DeWalt, DeWalt back with off the bounce pass, inside Denton, Denton back out, swung out, 3-point shot by Gray, Gray off the rim and a rebound by Peterson. Mustangs not hitting a three today, they've taken roughly 5 or more. Just trying to get those shots in from outside the perimeter. The Thunder, they have connected on 3 threes today. But most of their success coming inside the paint. Inside dump to Free. He's open. A dunk! Free! Open! It looked like he was going for a layup. He saw no one was there to guard him, and he took a trip to Dunkin' Donuts unexpectedly. What an incredible move. He hung there on the rim just a little bit, but man, was that a great play by Kobe Free. Turnover back into the hands of the Thunder from the Mustangs. It's 12th of the game. Driving in, Schmelzy. Schmelzy to Hike. Hike, three-pointer off the rim. Free gets it. Free quickly out, puts it out the wing. Free with now 5 rebounds on the game. He's got 13 points. Second dunk we've called this year, 92.1 KMZA. Always appreciate a trip down to none other than to Dunkin' Donuts. We had Logan Sandman in that Axel game earlier on the season. Valley Heights, that was the other game that they were dunked on. So the 2 times we've seen dunks, it's been against Valley Heights. Here, Valley Heights makes the rebound by Denton underneath the basket and a long 2-point shot by Logan Gray. It's now 10 points on the game for him. Free to Peterson. Peterson, Hike, Schmezley, left side, 2 free. free inside pass to Wirtz, and Wirtz will be fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two. 33-14. 19-point lead here for the Thunder with 4:24. Let's it go in the third quarter. It's 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the opening of the second half. Out of the ball, up at the line with the ball is Derek Wirtz. He hits his first free throw shot. He's now got 3 points and 5 rebounds on the game. Substitutions here. Garrett Risen goes in for the Thunder. Stepping out is Caleb Strothman. And now the second free throw shot is missed from Derek Wirtz. And the rebound is picked up by Dustin Denton for his second rebound today. It's the second rebound this quarter. Down by 20 is the Mustangs. 34-14, 4:11 to go in the third quarter. DeWalt drives into the top of the key, stuck on the top side of the perimeter, bounce passing it to Shanks. Shanks with it, holding it to the left hand, and it will go out of bounds. They're going to say the last one that touched it was Carter Height. 4-1 left to go here. Layton Thomas calling in for Carter Height as he will go and take the bench. Underneath the basket right now is the Mustangs. Trying to throw it in is Mac Shanks. Substitution still coming out to the court. Jack Mackey coming in, and for Derek Wirtz, the one who just went to the free throw line last and went 1-for-2. Shanks here on the throw underneath the basket, down by 20 here. 4 minutes now left to go in the third. Gray with 10 points on this game. He's got the ball. He had 10 points last Friday against Riley County, and he turns the ball over here for the 13th turnover by the Mustangs. Second here in this quarter. Down the court, Peterson. Peterson, bounce pass, and a nice use of the backboard by Jack Mackey. He's now got 4 points on the game. Logan Gray, the 6-foot senior, now with the ball. Down by 22 points. Largest deficit they have faced tonight is the Mustangs. Trying to overcome. Jade DeWalt with it. Left-hand drive off the wing. Pumps left twice. Then goes right with it to DeWalt. DeWalt to... Bree picks the ball back up after nearly turning it over. And now it's to Shanks. Shanks, a 3-point shot off the rim. Off the backboard, as I should say. Rebound picked up by Free. He's now got 6 rebounds on the day. 3-point shot taken and landed by Layton Thomas. Layton Thomas now with 2 3-pointers today. He averages 3 points a game. He's now stuck 5 3-pointers this season. He went 0-of-7 from around the perimeter last year. He has been hot this season from around the perimeter. Jump ball here underneath the basket. Free just stealing candy from a baby over the top of Logan Gray. Logan Gray was trying to high point the ball on a jump shot, but, well, his highest jump reached about the arm length of Kobe Free, and Free just snatched it from the top of him. And that got the jump ball and the turnover by the Mustangs. Schmesley to Thompson. Thomas. Thomas to Free. Down low pass, down the waist to Spazley, to Peterson, to Thomas, working just around the perimeter of the near side, Free, threading a needle with his left hand. He goes through 2 defenders on that pass, trying to throw it to Mackey, and it hits right off his hands, and a foul was called against the Mustangs, as Mackey did wind up catching it, but he had an immediate charge right after, so don't turn over the game unofficially by the Thunder. Mustangs call a timeout here, as they're down by 25, 39-14, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Stay locked in here. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network at 92.1 KMZ. Part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, 39-14. It's the Thunder lead. Just calling a timeout was the Mustangs. A couple of scoring updates around the area. Valley Falls up against Troy Boys, 32-21. Fulton boys up 36 to Prairie Compton 26. And again, another reminder, Silver Lake last time updated was 34-30 up against Rossville. That game on 96.9. Koza, our new founded station with Wade on that call. Here working around the perimeter is Mustangs driving inside, going to Denton. Denton just keeps the ball from going out of bounds. Quick save. Nicely done. Logan Gray driving inside. Stopped in the key. Goes to Shanks. Shanks loses the ball, and it's turned over for the 15th throw of the game by the Mustangs. In the hands of Strothman. Down the court, Schmeshley. Lane Thomas takes the three, and he has an extremely low pass that just went underneath the long legs of Colby Free. And that was a turnover, the eighth of the game by the Thunder. Rebound, off three-point shot. Leighton Thomas picks it up. 39-14, 1:21 to go in the third quarter. Thunder still with a 25-point lead here. Maybe trying to look to force maybe a running clock in the third. It should be the fourth. There's side wing, Schmeshley, to drive inside the key. Bounces it out to Strothman. Strothman to Thomas. Thomas back to Strothman on the right side. Back down low to Schmeshley. Schmeshley up to the top. Thomas. Thomas to Mackey. And Mackey trying to bounce past to Strothman. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Garrick Rising, the 6-foot senior. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It will stay the possession to Nemaha Central. Max Shanks will step out of the game here. And for him will be Aiden Root. Bounce pass to the right side. Pump picking and the drive inside. The Thunder. First time coming out onto the court tonight, Jordan Lewis. So some JV players taking some time. Again, this is Jordan Lewis, number 23, who's stepping in the game for the first time tonight. He's a 5'8" junior. At the top, on the right side, back to Lewis. Lewis, left-hand dribbling, keeping it low, passes it out to his left side to Strothman. Strothman to Mackey. Mackey to Free. Free kicks it back out to Thomas. Back to the corner. Free floats it. Three-point shot to end the quarter by Logan Gray. And Logan Gray hits the first three-pointer of the entire game by the Mustangs. He's now got 13 points on the game, his first three. It's 41-17. Still a big-time lead of 24 points here for the Thunder. We're back in a minute, 92.1 KMZN.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA, 41-17, just the start here of the fourth and final quarter. The Thunder with the lead, up by 24 points. Mustangs with the ball. DeWalt, Logan Gray, Shanks steps in right with it, goes over the top, just skips off the rim, and a rebound picked up quickly by the Thunder. Lewis with the ball, left-hand dribble, spinning around, goes to his right, fires out to Peterson, Peterson out to Strothman, Strothman out to his left side to Mackey, to Lewis. Lewis nearly loses the ball, he does! Shanks down the court, one-on-one, and he gets fouled. He gets the and-one What an incredible layup drive! Mac Chang's with his first points of the game. He got the steal off the bench player. He made the most off of it. Mac Chang's. 2 points down on the game. Looking for three. At the end, one. Shot up and shot good. He's now got three on the game. 41-20, and it's only a 21-point game. Inside, Wirtz bouncing out to the corner, picked up by Mackey to Peterson. Peterson back to Mackey on the far side wing. Left to right of your dial is working the Thunder. Lewis with it. Lewis out to his right to Stropton. Stropton keeping it, holding it. Back to Peterson up at the top, filling the role. Lewis, far side, screen set, picks the key. Key bounces it out. Stropton, Stropton. Right to left to right in front of his legs. He dribbles.
Step out
tonight! Left hand, and that's going to be a foul against the Thunder. Excuse me, against the Mustangs. This is second in the game, Logan Gray, the sixth and senior. Thunder here on the throw-in from their own bench with 6:37 to go in the fourth, up by 21, 41-20. Give and go behind the back to Peterson. Peterson going up with it. He's fouled. He'll go up and he'll shoot two at the line. Peterson on this game, 2 points, four rebounds, trying to increase those odds. He's 6-4 at the line this year so far, shooting 75% at the charity marker. 6:32 to go. Up by 20. Now up by 22. 42-20. Caden Peterson getting set for his next free throw shot. And he goes in with it. He is now 5 of 6 on the year, shooting at 83.83%. That's always a great number to have right there for you. Logan Gregg with it. Far side of the wing. Gets it off to Shanks. Shanks looks for the three. Doesn't take it. Now to DeWalt. DeWalt tipping it across to Shanks. Shanks the three. And unfortunately, he shanked it off to a little bit to the left side, and the rebound will be picked up by Peterson. Peterson now 5 rebounds on the game for number 5. Look at that. Lewis! None other than Jordan Lewis, the bench player, comes in and sinks the three. 4 threes have been made by the Thunder in this game. Now a 26-point lead, 46-20. Mac Shanks passing it off to DeWalt. DeWalt back up to Shanks. Shanks inside the box. Logan Gray open. Goes to Denton. Denton goes around in a circle. Uses the backboard and goes in with it. Denton with his first points on the game. Fundamentally sound and put. He goes in for two. Now there's a 24-point game. 46-22. 5:19 to go here. Peterson with the ball to drive in and spins out. Gets the Wirtz on the low near corner. Directing traffic with his left hand, dribbling with his right, spinning around, losing the ball is Peterson, but picking up before it goes half court is Wirtz. Want to pick up that half court violation. Thunder with only 8 turnovers on the game. 15 against the Mustangs, unofficially. Lewis with it. Pump takes another 3. Now it's spun around the perimeter. To Stropman. Stropman to drive inside. Fights to the contact, and he'll go up and he'll shoot two. 3 fouls against the Mustangs in this fourth and final quarter. Only one so far called against the Thunder. 4 minutes, 43 seconds of the final quarter to go. And we'll have our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Followed up by our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Caleb Stropman nails the first free throw. Stropman now 4 points on the game. He hit a 3-point shot in the opening quarter along with a rebound. And has now just 2 rebounds on the game. 4 points. Trying to extend this to a 26-point game. And he will. Caleb Stropman, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 5 points on the game. He is now 10 of 13 on the season from the charity line. He's got above 75% shooting. Denton, skipping across, far wing, Logan Gray, jump shot mid-range. Court two, Logan Gray, 15 points on the game, the leading scorer for the Mustangs. That's where the Thunder is, Kobe Free, he's got 15 points as well. The two big-time players taking the court over for either, for both teams right now. Fortunately for the Thunder, Kobe Free, he has had some extra help. Mustangs, only 9 of the rest of their points have come from the rest of the team. 15 being made up from, again, Logan Gray alone. Far side pass. The drive coming in for the first time this game, William Luger. Schuler with the ball. Gets it to Seitz from the far side corner. Up to Luger. Back to Schuler. Schuler at the top of the perimeter. Bench players now in it here for the Thunder with 3:31 left to go here in the fourth and final quarter. First year head coach, going to John Ford, or the Heights Mustangs, taking over this program. Coach last back in 2002 and 2003. I get the opportunity every week to talk to him on the coach's show, as well as I get to talk to John Thomas of Nemaha Central. Holding the ball is Nemaha Central, up by 24 points, 48-24. And Stroppin finds the open lane, and he goes in for two. He's had the last now 4 points for the Thunder. Now up by 26 is NC. Denton thinking about the three-point shot, doesn't take it. Skips this one just over the rim on the inside shot. The rebound taken up by Stroppin. Stroppin, 3 rebounds on the game. Puts it out to the right side to 6-1 junior. Inside. Schuler kicks it out. 3 just missed by Stroppin. Picked up underneath the basket on the rebound by Shanks. His first of the game, unofficially. Great pressure being applied here by the Thunder. They are in a 2-3 zone defense right now. Tip of the post. 3 lined up on that baseline. And a timeout will be called by the Mustangs with the offensive possession, trying to look for a basket. Down by 26. 2:25 to go in the fourth. It's 50-24 here on 92.1 KMZA. We're back in 30.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Credit and Profit, Kurt Kilman back in studio. It's 50-24 here in the fourth and final quarter. 2:25 left to go on the clock. Mustangs just called a timeout. Offensively, they have this basket right here, trying to look at some points on the board. Mustangs trying again to get that first win of the season, but on pace to start the year 0-4. And for the Thunder, on their positive side of things, they're looking to start this year 4-0. With his Shanks, driving off the left side, dumps it out to Gray. Gray, the fadeaway shot. He's now got 17 points today. Here is Seitz on the baseline, passes it out to Mason Chulion, who hits the top of the backboard. You heard that glass just shake. And the ball will be turned over. Thunder on their 9th turnover officially of the game. 50-26. Still 24-point game. 1:54 left to go here. Mustangs possession. Shanks, quick drive. Trying to go in, just gets it too high over the basket on the layup. 3-point shot, dunked by Gray. It has been Gray all day with 20 points for the Mustangs. He is 20 of his team's total 29 points today. He is having a seasonal game rank, seasonal best. Tonight, he came in the day with 23 points. He is nearly double that. 1:16 left to go. Shooter with the drive, just trying to waste out the rest of that clock, is the Thunder. Seitz goes in for two. He's now got Seitz now with 6 points on the game. He had 4 points in the second quarter. He's got 2 points here in the fourth. Foul called against the near side of the Valley High bench. He called against Everson Parker, the Mustang. That is the 15th foul. That will put the Nevada Central Thunder up to the free throw line with 57.4 seconds left to go. It is 52-29. It is a 23-point game. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by the Outdoors Real Estate, as well as the player of the game, but to the Farmer's State Bank after this minute rolls off the clock. Substitutions for both sides coming into the game to finalize this one. Mustang being able to find a little bit more bench room and depth, but still trying to get their scores in there. Schuler nails them, nails the and one. Excuse me, nails both. He's up on the line to shoot two. Throw it up to the top. To Logan Gray. Inside, pass off, under the hand, layup! What a reverse by Everson Parker to get his first 2 points on the game and some style. Working that baseline with it in the right hand scoop. And here a turnover quickly, the set turnover of the game against the Thunder down the court. And on Raw, he goes, I couldn't tell if he was trying to reverse layup that or he was trying to underhand pitch it. Well, regardless, he got it back to his teammates around the perimeter. And now, foul underneath the basket will be Everson Parker. 53-31. 22-point game with just 11.5 seconds left to go. Valley Heights looking to jump on for the season. Thunder looking to improve 4-0. We'll have Valley Heights on I-2.1 KMZ as well on Friday as they take on Centralia. That should be, honestly, a really great boys and girls game. That one should be competitive on both sides. Everson Parker. 2 for 2 for the free throw line. He's had all 4 points here in the fourth quarter, back-to-back. Schuler down the court. Taking a dribble and drive to Thomas. Thomas on the baseline. Nearly losing the ball. Tries to go up with it. And he needs a shot foul. And he'll go up and shoot two. With 2.3 seconds left to go, it is a 20-point game. Not the largest lead the Thunder have had tonight, but surely one of them. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by the Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best of business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate on outbeoutdoors.com. First shot up and first shot out. Most likely our last time here up at the charity line this game. Up there with it is William Luger for the Thunder. And he misses both. Rebound by Everson Parker. And he just throws this one all the way down the court. And it's caught by a cheerleader. And that is the final. 53-33, Nemaha Central, improved to 4-0 on the year. The Mustangs fall to 0-4. We'll be back in a couple minutes for our last time recap of the night for our post-game show and our play of the game. Stay locked in here at 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gosh, you might as well Friday, Kyle.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes.
SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Fight, 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 Thunder, as they storm to the mighty victories they have today. A little quote there from the Nemaha Central fight song. Nemaha Central, they're sweeping the day, boys and girls. Dominating today, boys winning 53-33, those girls winning 39-37. What a great night here for the Thunder, winning on both of those games. We'll hear a recap of the boys game. Again, you're tuned in to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com, but also welcome our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank and Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with Farmers, bankwithfarmers.com. Again, real quick, just getting their player of the game. Given here, the Thunder, Colby Free, finishes with 15 points in this game. He even hit a three-point shot. He also had roughly six rebounds unofficially on the game as well. A couple other stat lines. Caleb dropping to 7 points. Leighton Thomas, 6. Derek Wirtz with 3. Caleb Schmesley with 4. Carter Hike with 3. Caden Peterson with 4. Jaden Seitz, he had a great night too. He had 8 points on the game. Just a great night scoring all the way overall for the Thunder. They, in total, had 9 players reach the board. And as for the Mustangs, they had a total of 6. Max Shanks with 3, Everson Park with 4, Logan Gray with 20. Again, if you could give a really special shout-out to a player, it'd be Logan Gray. He really gave it his all out there on the court tonight. He did his best. He put 20 points of his team's total 33. He did everything. Destin Denton, he contributed 2 with 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jaden DeWalt, 3 points, a couple of rebounds for him as well. Just great job, honestly, for the Mustangs. They've competed high and proud against really some tough opponents on the season. There's really nothing they should hold their heads at. They've what a 3A Marysville team, only lost by 15, 55-40, lost to what could be a state team in Axtell, 54-29, and then they lost to Riley County, another 3A school, 59-39. Here they lose to what could be a very good 3A school for the season, Nemaha Central, the Thunder under John Thomas, who is near 900% on the winning percentage in his career with now 509 career wins as his team improves to 4-0 on this season. Next game for Nemaha Central set to be Jeff West. We will have Nemaha Central next time up on here, 92.1 KMZA, January 7th. That is a Friday against Sabetha. Nemaha Central against Sabetha again. That game you can find 92.1 KMZA, or you can tune into the Sabetha channel that day. After Valley Heights Mustangs, we have coverage on this Friday as they take on Centralia. Be sure to tune into that game. The number 4 ranked 2A Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the number 2 ranked Centralia Panthers. That one should be a big one too. Centralia Panthers, of course, ranked in Class 1 in Division 2, but that one will still be a great game on the girls' side and, of course, on the boys' side. But again, final score here, 53-33, the boys winning this one against the Valley Heights Mustangs, and as well as the Thunder girls getting their first victory of the year to improve to 1-3 as they win 39-37. And the Valley Heights Mustang girls get their first loss going now to 3-1. Thank you for tuning in tonight to 92.1 KMZA. It's been an honor having you with us for these two games. I'm Kurt Kelvin back in studio, and everyone, have an absolutely amazing night.